Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with AGWSR girls basketball coach David Cope. The Cougars are off to a 1-0 start to the season after a 55-28 win at Madrid here on Friday night. Coach Cope, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. While it's fresh on your mind, just kind of want to get your thoughts on this 55-28 win. Looks like you really were able to pull away in the second half. What's kind of the story of this one from your perspective?
Yeah, I thought we played really well. We limited turnovers pretty good, and we forced them into a lot of turnovers. I think we had close to 20 steals tonight, and then counting, we made them travel a few times and double dribble, and that all played into our success on the defensive end. Giving up 10 points in the second half on any night is awesome, and we'll take that for sure. And our scoring was pretty consistent throughout. I mean, we scored 27 in the first half and 28 in the second half, and you get right around that 50-60 mark any night, and that's, you're going to have a lot of success. And I thought we played pretty well. Josie did a great job posting up tonight. Trevin did good facilitating from the point guard position. Tori, her first game back after not playing for 2 years, was our leading rebounder tonight, which was awesome to see. She had 5 or 6 offensive rebounds. And then Piper knocked down some pretty huge threes. I mean, we would get up 8, 9, 10 points. And then that one three Piper hit got to 13. And then from there on out, we kind of just started to extend. And It was a good night to be a Cougar.
Yeah, certainly. And Josie Cooper ends up leading the way with 20 points. You knew coming into the season, I'm sure that she would be a great presence in the post and a great scoring threat as well. That kind of came true here tonight. And then to be able to, you know, cap it off with Trevin Smith going for 16 from her guard position. Just tell me about those two leading the scoring here tonight and how they can be really effective weapons here.
Yeah, they both played varsity basketball for a long, long time and have that experience you want to have out of your seniors. And I thought, you know, Josie and Trevin both, when Josie can demand a double team in the post and then kick it out to our shooters, and when Trevin can drive and kick it out or dump it down to Josie, we become a very hard force and unstoppable offense to try to stop. And it's good when you have so many options. I thought tonight 3-point shooting, we were only 4 of 25, but we shot 25, and that's the one stat you want to look at there. I mean, last year, I don't know if there was any games where they shot over 15 threes, and for us to get to that 20-25 mark every night, only making 4 is going to happen every once in a while, but as the season goes on, we'll start to hit a few more. And yeah, Josie did a great job tonight in the post. She demanded a double team a lot after her first few buckets. And then we got a lot of good open looks. We just got to work on shooting with adrenaline. I think that was a big, big wake-up call for us tonight. I've got to be better at practice at making sure we're doing shooting drills after running or scrimmaging and something like that when their blood's flowing and adrenaline's going, so that they get those game reps more during our practice time. But other than that, I thought we played well. Our free throws, we were all 11 of 22 tonight, so 50%. And that'll get better as the year goes on too. So.
And from your perspective as well, I mean, your first game as a head coach, what was that like for you? Any nervousness going into it?
Yeah, I think if you ask anybody riding the bus or in the locker room before the game, I was probably the most nervous I've ever been in my life. And it wasn't because I thought we were going to play bad or I thought the girls weren't going to execute what we were trying to do. It was more of, I just want to make sure I'm doing good for the community and making sure we give them something that they want to come and watch every night. And I thought the girls did a great job tonight. And once the first quarter was over, I was feeling a lot better. But yeah, I was definitely nervous, which is a good thing. I'm not going to shy away or lie and say, no, I was ready for it. I definitely wasn't. But every game, the nerves will be less and less. And I thought our girls played pretty carefree tonight, and we didn't look nervous at all. And it really showed on the scoreboard tonight.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out here with AGWSR girls basketball coach David Cope here on the Coach's Corner. Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with AGWSR girls basketball coach David Cope, as the Cougars are off to a 1-0 start to the season here. And you got this game and the BCLEW coming up here next week as well. So you got these two games before Thanksgiving. What kind of a head start and an advantage you think that's going to give this team, maybe again, as opposed to some other teams that aren't playing until after Thanksgiving, you know?
Yeah, I think it gives us a great advantage. I think you get those reps under you and you start to build some confidence. I think, you know, when a new coach comes in with a new kind of style of playing, different opinions on things, and not that anybody's opinion is right or wrong. I think when you bring a change, until the girls see it in action and actually believe in it, I think they just need to have those first few games to start believing and try to have success. And it's good that we started with a win tonight. I think the girls really bought in after those first few minutes. I think in the first few minutes, we turned them over probably 5 or 6 times. And the girls really just, there was just a moment where I could just tell that they were like, yeah, this is who we want to be. This is our identity. We want to defend people and turn people over and play at a fast pace. And I thought we did that tonight. And going into Tuesday, I think it gives the girls a lot of confidence. You know, we'll get up and we'll watch film today and see how it goes from there. And then Monday we'll have a good practice, and Tuesday we'll head off to Conrad and try to get another win.
What's the depth looking like at this point? You got that kind of figured out, or you still got people battling for some of those spots on down the line?
Yeah, no, it was really good. I think there was a few times tonight where I made the officials they got a little cranky at me because I was subbing all the time, but they weren't actually mad. They just were like, oh, Adrian Starr's subbing again. But everybody played great minutes tonight. I mean, Briley Henze off the bench, Haley Smith, Claire Culver, Natalie Sizemore, our only freshman out for basketball, got 2 varsity points tonight in the second quarter, which is good for her and help her build some confidence. Leah Beving and Carly Hooger both came off the bench, and we subbed consistently. And I thought that's huge that you can go into the fourth quarter. And I, Josie and Trevin after the game, they were like, going into the fourth quarter for the first time in a long time, they were fresh and they weren't tired. And it really showed tonight in that fourth quarter. We never really let up. And I think when you can build depth, and we're 8, 9, 10 deep right now and keep people fresh, it goes a long ways when it comes down to those fourth quarters, when we get into those NICL tight games throughout the year. So I think building depth, like tonight, everybody played tonight. Just about everybody scored. I mean, I think we had 9 of the 14 girls score tonight, which is good to see. And everybody's just really building confidence in themselves and the team, and that's all we need. So,
all right, just about out of time, but any final thoughts you'd like to share before we wrap up here?
No, it was a good night. I thank all the Cougar fans for making the hour and 20-minute drive down to Madrid, and I hope they do the same Tuesday night down in Conrad. So.
All right, AGWSR girls basketball coach David Cope, thank you so much for the time, and best of luck here next week.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, more of the coach scorers coming up next.